This is West Southwest. I'm Sevilla Mann. When Dana Scott came out as a lesbian at the end of the 1980s, her life started to get better. She was 27, and she'd struggled for years, pretending to be something she wasn't. After she came out, Dana's mom, Jeannie Scott, stood by her side. But privately, Jeannie took the news hard. Dana asked her mom about that experience last September at People's Church in Kalamazoo. Both were attending a reunion for lesbian group Lavender Morning. Here's Dana Scott, followed by her mom, Jeannie.
So, Mom, yes. I came out when I was 27, and you and Tracy, my sister, took it pretty well, really, although I don't know what you two talked about in private. So what were your thoughts when I first said, I think I'm a lesbian, or I am a lesbian?
I was devastated. But you didn't actually tell me. Actually, your ex-husband told me. And I called Tracy, your sister, immediately and said, Dan said Dana's a lesbian, and I don't believe it. What do you know about this? And she said, it's not something we can talk about now. It's like, all right. And I cried, and I went into your dad in the living room and said, Dan said Dana's a lesbian. And he's like, yeah, football game or something. And I was devastated because, coming from a mother's point of view, I felt like I was a failure. I had not given you what you needed to have a healthy marriage and a relationship and to wear pink dresses with a ribbon in your hair. Now, to be perfectly honest, I did believe over the years that you possibly could be a lesbian. But my thought to myself was, I don't really care as long as she's happy. That's the only thing I care about, is that she's happy. But when I actually knew it for a fact, it was devastating. I was embarrassed. It was very, very hard.
Well, you did a good job of hiding that, because I felt very supported, honestly. I mean, I kind of look back, and I had no idea that my ex-husband did that, so that doesn't surprise me, but it's like, well, okay. But I appreciate you, because I don't know what happened, or maybe you saw that I was healthy and happy, because, you know, I quit drinking and had, you know, some support systems and was doing rather well, so maybe you saw that. And so you weren't as worried, or no? Okay. What changed your perception? Because in the last 20 years, you seem to have been very supportive of me and my any partners that I would have or anything like that. So what changed?
I had to wrestle with it for quite a while. But what really changed for me is I told myself, this is my Dana, this is my daughter, this is my child that I've known for 27 years. This is Tuesday. I love her. On Wednesday, she's gay. I still love her. She's not any different. She's the same person. And it's my daughter, and I love her, and I'll support her in whatever she chooses.
I remember Dad, who was not supportive at all, his main thing was how it reflected on him, I think. And I remember him saying, don't be bringing anybody over here with spiky hair and, you know, looking like a man or whatever. But he definitely struggled with it. Over the years, he got better with it or whatever. Yeah. So thank you for just being supportive and stuff. I mean, it is who I am, you're right. It is what it is, and there's no changing it. So, and I remember I felt really free, finally, when I was able to be who I was, and that was really important. So, yeah. And a lot of folks don't have family, so.
And I think that Tracy, your sister, took it very well. It wasn't a problem for her at all. She is who she is. It was very difficult for your dad. And it took me a long time because we both worked at Bronson Hospital. And some of the people would say to me, I heard Dana's gay. Is she gay? And I was mortified. How could I tell anyone my daughter was gay? It was horrible. It was my secret.
Yeah, we both had a secret.
But I wish that people, when parents say, I just cannot accept this, I wish that they would step back and know that this is their child, and who they were on Monday is not any difference than who they are on Tuesday. And I, at this time, I'm very, very proud of you. You've turned into a delightful young woman. I am supportive of you and all the other people that have gone through this. And I wish that more parents would be more understanding and realize that it's not a choice, that it's something that happens for whatever reason. And then if they go, well, I could never have a gay child. Well, how can you say that until you actually have one? You know? So it's difficult for the parents also.
Are there any ways you can think of that it has enriched your life or made you a different person?
Yes, I think so. I think knowing the lesbian community, because you've included me and your sister into it a great deal. I mean, everyone's very accepting. They're very kind. And it's shown me a different exposure to things that I wouldn't have been exposed. Like some of the dances, it's hard to tell who's, in my eyes, who's the male and who's the female. But I am non-judgmental, you know? I mean, it's like, this is who they are. But that gave me an experience that I wouldn't have had if I hadn't have been involved in your life. If I'd have cut you loose, I'm more enriched by your lesbianism, if that's a word.
So it's funny because, you know, I think that Dad or you maybe even thought, well, she wants to be a man. That's what the whole thing is. And it's never about that. It's, for me, it wasn't. And for most lesbians that I know, it's not about wanting to be a man or look for a woman who looks like a man necessarily. It's really just about being a woman in my body, how I am, and not necessarily the stereotypical woman that society says, you know, we should be in order to be accepted or to be genuine. Now, I think that's a common misconception for not only the older generation, you know, older than me, your generation, but even now I think sometimes there's that misconception. And really, you know, everybody has a different experience. But for the most part, it's just about two women who love each other and are fine being women. And same with the men, they're fine being men, they just, you know, fall in love with other men. So it's an interesting thing, interesting concept, or misconception, I should say.
This is West Southwest. We're listening to an interview between Dana Scott and her mother, Jeannie Scott, about what it was like when Dana came out as a lesbian. Here's Jeannie.
If people would just sit back and realize that what you see visually is not necessarily who they are. And I think people take the visual look and feel uncomfortable. And I think part of it being uncomfortable is because it's unfamiliar. But I feel very fortunate that I have Dana in my life and that she's such a delightful young woman. And yeah, you said you'd pay me later. And that I get so many good compliments about her on what a real person she is. And I think that comes from her life experiences, that she is kind to other people because she knows what it means to be ridiculed. She was ridiculed on a Sunday school bus one time and would not. Everybody's like, what are you, a boy? I mean, that's what I heard. And she wouldn't go back to Sunday school. So there were a lot of negative things in her life that she did face because of her. She had a stocky build. Her mother kept her hair really short. She excelled at sports. And it just made her different from the other daughter who was a Cinderella.
My sister, who I adore.
Yes. Do you remember some of that?
I do. I remember it, yeah. Definitely, you know, wanting to dress in boys' clothes, but it was more comfortable, you know? I mean, that just wasn't me. I remember my mom trying to give me a perm one time, and it was torture. And it's like, why do I have to have a perm? Like, you know? And so that was, in a way, probably her way of trying to sort of mold me into what was comfortable for the family, you know, really. And it just, you know, wasn't comfortable for me. So I wanted to wear boys' clothes. I wanted to be an athlete. And it's something I remember from as young as I can remember, that I just felt like I am not, like, these other girls. And, you know, it was a struggle, of course, because of society and stuff like that. So I think it's important for the younger folks to remember, the younger lesbians, that it hasn't always been so accepting. And I know that there's still pockets of, you know, issues and discrimination and things like that, but it's much, much better than it used to be. So.
And you should say, Dana, what years that you were going through this, because this is 2017, but you were born in, 62. Mm-hmm. So it was the 60s and the early 70s that you struggled. And then she got married, and I remember on her wedding day, we all went to fix up the reception hall and things, and Dana called me and she said, "What am I supposed to be doing?" And she went to wash her car because there wasn't anything for her to do. She had no idea, and she was heavily into alcohol at that time, so she wanted to close up the reception hall. But she married a good friend, I think. And I think that's why she said, "Well, I guess, I mean, I think she said, I'm supposed to get married, so I guess I'll marry Dan."
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, I thought, well, he asked me, and I think that's the next, you know, I'm 19 or 20, so I guess that's the next step. I didn't go to college, and so, yeah, and that's what happened a lot in the back in the day, right? Because, you know, a lot of us were trying to conform, and so we did, you know, marry and have kids, and so, you know, it's unfortunate in some ways because, you know, other people are involved, but at the same time, you know, that's, again, society, it's a bigger issue than just one, you know, little pocket.
I would hope with the younger people coming back, the parents will try to be more understanding and realize that this is still your child. And I think it's changing. I think it's not as taboo as it used to be. But there may be some problems with accepting these young men and women that want to live their own life, and the parents are worried about society and how they'll be judged too.
Just because it is a Lavender Morning reunion, yes. I'm guessing you found your way to that group at some point.
I did. After I, you know, I went to treatment for alcohol, and then I was in a process of a divorce, and I didn't have any resources. And I can't remember, somebody told me that about Pandora's Bookstore. And so I went down there and kind of slyly went in, scared to death, and River was working. Asked if she knew of any attorneys, and she gave me a couple names. And then from then on, you know, I frequented the bookstore because that was a safe place, and also I might meet other people that were like me. And I also, you know, had a misconception of what maybe a lesbian looked like or whatever. And to my delight, were every shape, size, and everything. So the whole stereotypical thing of, you know, the dykes on bikes are the only lesbians, you know, it just wasn't true. But that's all I knew growing up, and it was something to be disdained at the time, unfortunately. So then, yeah, and then dances were super important to, like, to come and meet folks like myself in a safe place, women only event. So I, you know, I owe a ton of gratitude to River and Pandora's and the whole Lavender Morning community for really embracing a young, scared to death lesbian, and really with open arms. I mean, I think that honestly, in some ways, it helped save my life, really, because, you know, at some point, you know, I think I was trying to drink myself to death because I was so, so afraid and so unhappy. And so I think they were definitely a safety net, and still continue to be, really.
Dana Scott spoke with her mother, Jeannie Scott, about how Dana's coming out as gay transformed both of their lives. They spoke during a reunion of the lesbian group Lavender Morning last September at People's Church in Kalamazoo. This is West Southwest. I'm Savilla Mann.